what type of room you're painting, inside or out. They can also advise you on the correct rollers to use to get the best result, because it does make a huge difference. And then run down a checklist to make sure you're walking out the door with everything you need to start and finish a painting project and get a great result. By the way, if you have things to patch, holes to patch in the wall and so forth, you got mad at some news story and threw a door into it, happens. They can tell you how to fix those kinds of things too. That's John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Read the sign, go inside, be inspired, and tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Deetsville Highway at Highway 14, an accident involving a motorcycle there. There are injuries involved. Haynes Ambulance responding there. Everything on this side of the pond is okay. Don't see anything on the 31s. Nothing so far on the interstate systems, and Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard are all looking good. Would you like an exciting career in real estate but don't have time to attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
You're wearing that on Monday. What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting about collusion and the Robert Mueller Russia investigation this morning, complaining they made up a phony crime called collusion, and when there was no collusion, they say there was obstruction. Also reiterating that he approved the time they spent with White House counsel Don McGahn.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the White House encouraged staffers to cooperate. As far as the president saying the New York Times thinks McGahn is a John Dean type rat, Dean, a former Nixon counsel, tweeted he doubts the White House has any idea what McGahn said.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. And the king of pop dethroned. When it comes to having the number one album of all time, Michael Jackson's Thriller, displaced by the Eagles' greatest hits album 1971 to 75, according to the Recording Industry Association. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Monday has once again reared its ugly head. But the day's not all bad. Greg Budell, what's your favorite thing about today?
I woke up still not dead again today.
How about you, Jay Scott?
There's a sale at Penny's.
Emily Hayes, what do you think about Monday?
Why?
What's your favorite thing about Monday, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Chicken!
And Rich Thomas, what do you think?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I see you have an interpreter there to clarify what you just said. Mr. Interpreter, what did Rich mean?
No, sir. He doesn't like it.
Glad we got that cleared up. Stand by for three men and a...
chicken!
No, not a chicken. A lady.
Ever seen that guy just says bull...
Huh?
Thank you.
Three men and a lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here.
Hey, Scott.
Emily Hayes is out of the room at the moment, but the incorrigible Rich Thomas is here.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
I'm weather
radar, we're starting to see a start on the showers. A couple of showers in Montgomery, Lowndes, Crenshaw, Butler counties, and showers will become scattered to numerous later showers and storms as the atmosphere is primed for action. Locally heavy downpours, especially this afternoon and tonight. High today around 87, tonight's low 73. You may have heard there is a front on the way. It's true, it's true. It enters the state tomorrow morning and then takes all day long to move southward towards the central counties by, let's say, early evening, late afternoon. Showers and storms out ahead of the front tomorrow, and then partly cloudy tomorrow night. We dry out Tuesday night, Wednesday into Thursday. So no storms will be on the radar, it looks like, and we'll go down a couple of notches on the humidity, especially Wednesday and Thursday. I think Thursday would be the Wednesday night and Thursday will feel the best. You'll actually feel a difference. Now, it's not going to be a cold front. It's not even going to be a cool front. It's just going to be a nice front. It'll deliver some relief. And then back to Friday when we start to bring back the moisture and, you know, a few isolated storms return Friday, and we're back into the lovely humidity Saturday and Sunday with more scattered storms. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, south winds at 3 miles per hour, temperature 77, 807.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Craig.
As we get ready to play True the Baloney here, you missed something in Fox News at the top of the hour, and I'm replaying it off the air here till we get to about the last 15 seconds. This is
a new greatest selling album of all time.
Yeah, but I think you'll appreciate it more if you hear it straight from Lillian than if you...
Rich just slid away, so I think I know...
I'm just letting it count down so we don't have to listen to the whole newscast all over, because it's never fun. Okay. All right.
Dethroned. When it comes to having the number one album of all time, Michael Jackson's Thriller, displaced by the Eagles' greatest hits album 1971 to 75, according to the Recording Industry Association. Fox News, we report, you decide.
So it beat out Thriller. It was number one, then Thriller, and then now it's number one again.
More impressive than that, how about that cue?
That was good.
I mean, I had no idea where it was going to be.
Straight into Deep Throat. Went
right into the story. Experience.
They'll flip-flop again. It'll, you know, Thriller will be back on top, and then the Eagles will come out.
I'm not worried about it. I think you all wanted me to have some kind of reaction.
I know you're reacting inside.
I am.
Yep.
Like a volcano.
Just push it down. Just, you know, bury it deep.
That's what we do best in my family.
We'll have more of Emily's dysfunctional.
You're all set for marriage.
I never want to hear that term again. Dysfunctional
marriage?
No. dysfunctional family. That
every family's got some sort of dysfunction.
Every family has some kind of quirk, dysfunction, whatever you want to call it.
You just got to hope that it's not you, right?
Well,
you're not the dysfunction part of the family.
You may be considered by other elements in the family as the dysfunctional part.
That can happen, too. We're going to... Today, by the way, in fact, what am I thinking?
Oh, I thought we were going to do a truth or baloney. Did I miss that?
We are, and what we're going to do here is quickly update traffic when we come back. Uh-huh. You and Jay are going to whet everybody's appetite and get them excited to play the game because they can win a Seafood Bistro gift card. But let's do the traffic first.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Monday's going well. It is out on the roadways. No problems so far. Nothing reported on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, and also Taylor Road and Vaughn Road. Looking real good so far. Today's the day to change your life. Trenton State Community College, they have the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. Trenton State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Alongside me is my sometimes friend, Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Would that be a sidekick?
No, he's my sometimes friend.
No, I mean, when you do this.
Sidekick. I'm the side slap.
The side slap. So school's back in session.
That maybe. It is, Emily.
Thank you, Alvin.
Maybe it's been a little hectic around your house, and maybe you want to reward the kiddos for starting off the school year in a nice way. And why not take them out to eat? Why not take them to the seafood bistro?
They're just right down the road, 1651 Perry Hill Road, that is.
So conveniently located, and something for everyone on the menu. You've got stuff for your land lovers, like their assortment of wings with crazy, crazy different sauce combinations. But then you got something for the little kids, like the mac and cheese meal and the popcorn shrimp and the whitefish. But then you got the big kid stuff, too, like the boil bags and the dragon shrimp, so on and so forth.
And by that, she means alcohol.
Well, you know.
They got the adult beverages
maybe
as well.
Maybe that'll help you settle into the school year a little bit better, too. So, Jay, tell them where they can learn more about the Seafood Bistro online.
At the Seafood Bistro.
Adekim.
Yeah, that's correct. Or on Facebook. You can like them on Facebook and call them 279-7500. By the way, if you do go to their website, the entire menu's right there, and you can put your order in to go.
This has been a live presentation.
No sidekicks were harmed.
That's what we call it.
Yakety sex.
Okay, it is time to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney.
But we need one and one contestant only because today, friends, is National Radio Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio.
272-9228.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio?
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Didn't the networks used to have morning radio shows like The Breakfast Club?
Oh, yeah.
So it was a big deal. WSB had the WSB Orchestra live radio morning show.
Do you know, this is... Are you ready for another one of my...
Oh, yeah. Always.
In fact, we talked about on TV, the station that offered me the chance to try, you know, just to experiment mm-hmm. on the air. I did production there, and this was an ABC-owned station, and they were still trying to burn off contracts with the ABC Network Orchestra.
Right.
Because they didn't need it anymore, but they were unionized, and they couldn't get rid of it either. They just couldn't shut them out. So anytime I needed a piece of music for a commercial I was producing, I had to get a turntable operator to come and cue the music to the point I wanted it and take his finger off so that another guy from a retired orchestra guy could record it onto a tape.
Union.
And then, yes. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Right?
Ridiculous. Yeah. But that's until those guys... worked enough time to retire, they were all stuck. In fact, CBS, too, in Chicago, NBC, guy there, Ed Cerny, the first alcoholic I ever met in the business. Ed could score music.
Yeah.
I mean, he would sit there at his desk. I don't know what he did all day, but he would score music on sheets, you know, with notes and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. He was a very talented, unique guy. But
Union shops, yeah. I told you there were 8 people involved in my live shop in WMAQ on top of the trade market building.
Yeah, the merchandise market.
8 people involved in my little live shop back to Montgomery.
Wow. That was, they were on the 18th and 19th floor there.
Mm-hmm.
And even had an NBC commissary. And to this day, I can't eat pastrami because one day the commissary was serving pastrami sandwiches. I had one when I got home. I had 104 fever.
Oh, no.
I think somebody actually got a piece of, you know, on it.
And
made me sick. All right, so where's our contestant at 272-9228?
Oh, yeah, we're doing a contest. Y'all come play with us.
Come on, it's special radio day.
Baloney.
And radio was the topic. Now.
Oh, hey, I saw the buttery one post, like, his radio career. Mm-hmm. Like, his, like, in order of where this was and what, like, the call letters and stuff like that. So, That was very interesting to
this
me.
This morning?
Apparently it was a post that he posted last year, but he shared it again.
Oh.
With a still here update.
Well, I don't know that there's enough available space on Facebook for me to put my career and my wonderful accomplishments. This is very depressing that we have nobody that wants to play this silly
no,
game.
There we go. Official radio day. Come on.
Get us a good one, Jay.
News talk. Who's this?
And here we're going to make it a little easier for you today because there's five statements, and all you got to do is get one out of five right to win. Or we'll go back to the Kenny G contest because they have a brand new clue in.
I think I got that one. I think I know that one. Yeah.
Oh, K-Rod, you're the perfect guy to play this game with us.
All right.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a statement. You got to tell me whether it's true the baloney. Get one, just one out of five correct, and you win the Seafood Bistro gift card. And you have three lifelines here that you can turn to for advice. First statement. There are about 44,000 radio stations worldwide. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Okay.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
I thought there'd be more than that.
That was worldwide, yeah. A third of them are in the United States. All right. Statement two. The first Model T car in 1908 had a radio in it. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go for a lifeline.
Okay.
I don't think it did.
I'm doubtful. I'm doubtful.
Winning. You did it, and guess what?
Rich gave the eight ball answer.
It had
I'm
a
doubtful. Ask again.
It had a cassette player though.
Car. Oh, yeah. Car radios didn't exist until the 30s. By the way, Motorola made one of the first popular ones, and it retailed for $130. Adjusted for inflation, that would be like a $2,000.
And kids, when you turned them on, you had to wait for it to warm up.
Warm up, us old-fashioned.
It had tubes in it.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite ever was seeing a car that had a record player in it.
Oh, you're kidding. That's...
Oh, no, it played 45s. It slipped in and played 45s, and it was...
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Don't go over that bump, Dad.
Although I have heard of the mother who was showing her daughter vinyl. This is how we used to listen to music. And the daughter said, how did you get that thing to play in the car? Here's the final three, and we'll just run these down because this will make it edumacational.
Yep.
The word broadcasting was originally a farming term. Again, the word broadcasting was originally a farming term. True the baloney.
It's true. It's
true.
Broadcast. It's true.
To throw a net out?
No. A seed broadcast.
Oh, y'all can't see Rich in here doing charades.
I'm broadcasting.
It's amazing. His arms are flailing about like the giant waving inflatable arm guy outside of a car dealership.
Trust me, it's true.
Yeah, broadcast seeding is when you scatter your seeds in a wider pattern,
right.
Just like a radio signal.
Yeah.
Second to last, the call letters for radio stations in the U.S. have to start with either a K or a W.
True.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's correct on that.
And for the most part, west of the Mississippi, K, and east of the Mississippi is W, except for stations that were transferred, like KYW Philadelphia,
And KDKA in Pittsburgh.
KDKA, yeah.
Canada, most stations start with C, but there are a few that start with V.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that until this morning. And finally, the letters FM stand for frequency modulation. Frequency modulation.
This is true.
Yes, that was perhaps the easiest one. So, K-Rod, I'm going to put you on hold. Jay's going to set you up with your...
FM stands for no static at all. But...
Of course, is amplitude modulation. Radio guy.
By the way, anybody ever see the movie that this is?
The movie sucked.
No, I've never seen the movie, but I've always loved
it. Let's have an
song.
FM party at my house. We can make shirts.
Okay.
The soundtrack was great. The movie sucked.
We should start celebrating this day in more grand fashion.
We got static free news from the FM.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that lets some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Haneville Road School on August 27th. And Montgomery City Council could vote this week on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are getting back to normal over on Deatsville Highway at Highway 14. An accident there a little bit earlier involving a motorcycle. They have got most of that out of your way. Traffic, not a big backup problem anymore there. As far as the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and all those major roadways, they're looking fairly decent. We're not seeing anything too much on any of those roadways, except for a little bit of slowed down traffic on the East Boulevard coming southbound right before you get to I-85. Other than that, everything is hunky-dory. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. Get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
She serves the food with love, using those two latex gloves, and I want seconds. My lunch lady, whoa, 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 my lunch lady, serving a funky tasting gravy. My lunch lady is fine. Well, I love the way she scoops all those vegetables and soups, they're so delicious.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's 8:26. We were talking earlier this morning about how the amount of daylight before 6 a.m. has shrunk to just a minimal amount. Days are getting shorter. We have our first front of the season.
I thought you were going to say frost. I was going to say no.
Front of the season, teasing us. late tomorrow or early Wednesday? What are you going
to? I think it arrives like one of the models is saying 5-ish tomorrow is when the leading edge of it. You won't feel relief until.
It's not going to be this big.
No, it's not going to be like,
whoa! Yeah.
Whoa!
That's cool when that happens.
Yeah.
And of course, while those are nice things that have happened, the one thing that saddens me as we get close to the end of August is knowing that the biscuit season is going to be ending soon.
It just started.
And Scott Tribble from the Biscuits. Gosh, I remember when you were here before, opening day. And already we're talking about the end of the season.
Do you? Because I don't. It seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess from your point of view, it would. Yeah.
Don't you wish
it's,
you had
a sad time of year, but we're in first place, so guess what?
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. We're going to get some extra baseball, hopefully.
Free baseball.
Unless we have a really, really bad next week, but we're looking good.
Where, what date and where will the playoffs begin?
So the first half winners suddenly plays halves. So Jackson Generals up in Tennessee won the first half. So they would host games 1 and 2.
Who's there in Philly? Is that the Cubs?
They are now with the Diamondbacks.
Okay. Oh.
Yes. Right. So they would host games 1 and 2 on Wednesday and Thursday of the week after Labor Day. And then since we would win the second half, we would come back, host games 3 and then 4 and 5 if necessary on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Really so cool. Chance of 3 possible games if the series goes 5, but hopefully we sweep it and only get 1 game at home. And then we'll come back and play the championship series. We would the winner of our division would host games 1 and 2 of the championship.
Well, sometimes you don't know how good the talent that's come through Montgomery is until you see him turn up playing for the Rays. Willie Adams is one guy who had a really big home run.
Yeah, had a walk-off 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Who from this year's group do you see possibly making the leap to the big club next year?
Our second baseman, Nick Solak, is actually kind of a front runner to be Sun League MVP this year. He's had an amazing August, hit 2 home runs the other night, is up to, I think, 18 home runs on the season, closing in on 2020 season.
That's not an easy ballpark to hit home runs.
No. So he's been really good. He's got a bright future, especially as a second baseman with that kind of power. We've got some great pitchers. Genesis Cabrera was definitely one of those guys. He was traded at the trade deadline for Tommy Pham, so he's now in the Cardinals organization.
Yeah.
But he's still a biscuit. But, yeah, there's a lot of hard-throwing relievers. We've got a kid who pitched last night for us, Brock Burke, who has been lights out, had a long score this streak going. Benton Moss has, like, a 19-inning score this streak going for us as well.
Was that the guy that they got from the Pirates for Chris Archer?
No. No, those
because
guys are
when they traded Chris Archer, they got three really.
Yes, Brock has been with the organization for a while, okay. But yeah, the guys that they got for Chris Archer are now either in Tampa or in Durham in AAA, so they got some good talent for him.
You know, the thing about Chris Archer was for like 4 years, every trade deadline, Chris Archer, you know, and finally somebody was willing to pay the price to get him.
Yeah, they got a real good return for him too. I mean. The two guys they got for him were both once top 10 prospects in all of baseball. So the Rays made a big trade and got some good prospects, and hopefully we see some good results for him.
Hey, Scott, so have you run out of promotions? Are they all
absolutely
done for the season?
Not.
Well, tell us.
We've got Barbecue Fest tomorrow. We've got ASU Tuskegee night on Thursday with a t-shirt giveaway. We've got Troy night on Friday, so T-Roy and the Troy baseball team will all be up here.
Cool.
Saturday's our Alabama-Auburn night, so we're going to have all the different fun stuff going on with the two competing rivalries and getting the fans pitting against each other to see who gets bragging rights at the end of Auburn-Alabama night.
Okay, that'd be fun, huh?
Yeah. and then we have our fan appreciation night on Tuesday, the 28th, which is our last game of the season, so that's the night we just blow everything out. Retail sales up to 70% off. We have food specials. We have promotional giveaways. If you didn't make it out to a ballpark to get one of our like F-35 figurine giveaways, we're going to be giving some of those away on the last game of the year as kind of random giveaways. So it's a really fun night. It kind of gives us a chance to blow out the ballpark, get rid of all the stuff that we want to get rid of before the season ends.
What's the date again for that?
That's August 28th.
Okay.
It's the last regular season game. And then, of course, we take a couple days off and come back with Jake Owen and Chris Jansen rocking the house.
Nice.
With the help of Bama Country and making some fun stuff happen.
It's hard to believe that it's coming to an end.
How about a quick chat on the majors? He's a Braves fan.
Yeah.
The Braves have certainly, they remind me of the 1991 team. coming off last place finish, and then the next year worst to first. And I'm just wondering if they've done enough. I don't understand some of the devotion to analytics. So what if they're a year ahead? You can't depend on everybody performing to a certain level next year. Yeah. So if you're in first place, get some help. It's crazy not to.
Hey, everyone thought the Tampa Bay Rays were going to be a 110-loss team this year, and they're above 500.
Above 500.
It's the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it's 91's a good comparison because they're riding that wave of young talent.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Nationals continue to fall. Phillies didn't make any moves.
That's my next question.
I think the Braves are in a good spot.
I'm going to put you in the GM seat in Washington. Do you trade Bryce Harper now? They're obviously not going
to. I mean, now you have to do a waiver trade, and you're not going to get anything for him. So you'd have to go on waivers. You'd have 28 teams claiming him, and then you would just
lose. I would say the Nationals are one of the biggest surprises of this season.
The biggest.
Everybody had
talent.
In the playoffs. Everybody had him in the playoffs.
And yet the Braves and Phillies, who some said were a year or two away from being
especially the Phillies.
But if you follow the Southern League and the Biscuits, you would have known that Ronald Acuna and Ozzy Albies and all these other guys were legit. So,
again,
just goes
Kyle
to show
Schwarber
you how coming to a Biscuits game can help your baseball knowledge in the future.
Is a six-game suspension enough for the Tampa guy? Or
Marlins.
I mean the Marlins.
The Marlins.
I'm sorry,
guy,
the Marlins.
Yeah.
Not the Tampa guy.
Urania.
I do.
Yeah. You think so?
As a fan, you can sit there and say it's obviously intentional. You could also look at it from a different point of view in that he was trying to throw inside and he just lost it.
The sports writing community has gone off the deep end, in my opinion.
I think six is fair. It's a start. It's 1/30th of your entire season, basically, if you're a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you got to move a guy off the plate. You don't have to break his arm in the process.
Exactly.
But that is some old school thought. You know, Emily, when you're standing too close, you're going to hit Nick Hiester. What a fastball.
Don Mattingly is their manager, too. So he's as old school as you get.
All right, so let's recap. Biscuits.
We've got games tonight through all the way through next Tuesday. So we're on our last home stretch before the playoffs. So if you're wanting to come out, enjoy some Biscuits baseball, come out this week. Max Fireworks Friday and Saturday. T-shirt giveaway on Thursday. We have a poster giveaway on Sunday for kids. A lot of stuff going on this week. Come out and see us. A lot of fun stuff going on.
And you guys don't take the winter off?
Absolutely not.
There's still stuff going on.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we'll have special events going out at the ballpark. Our Halloween ballpark candy walk we're doing again this year. We'll have special pop-up parties where we bring in local brewers to do beer tastings and things like that at the club car bar. So just because the season ends doesn't mean you're not going to hear from us. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
And all that information will be at biscuitsbaseball.com.
Absolutely. We'll follow us on social media.
And I have some biscuit tickets to bring to Baumhauer's Wednesday night for a weekly gathering.
How exciting!
Yeah. Yay.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And good for the Biscuits, man. Playoffs, here they come. 8:34. Let's check the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Very often during the doldrums of summer, I have nothing exciting to tell you. I do have something exciting to tell you this week because there is a frontal system on the way. A front that will bring some relief. It's not going to be a blast of cold air. It's just going to be a little less humidity, and the storms will go off the radar. That'll happen by midweek. Here we go. With showers and storms scattered to numerous today, locally heavy downpours and a high around 87. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, the front is moving through the state, but ahead of it, showers and storms will be rather numerous tomorrow. And I think that'll be most of the day, but as the front moves through, let's say early tomorrow evening, behind it, well, things start to dry out. And as far as rain on the radar, I don't think there's going to be any on Wednesday and Thursday. It'll be mostly sunny skies. You'll notice, gosh, am I noticing a little bit less humidity? Yes, that's probably true. It's not going to be overwhelming, but it will be a step in the right direction. Wednesday and Thursday, I think the best feel to the air will be Wednesday night into Thursday, with some of the dew points down into the low 60s, maybe upper 50s. That would be nice. Then on Friday, the moisture starts to creep back in slowly. Slowly it turns. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're back to business as usual with scattered storms and all the humidity you love. Right now, cloudy skies, south winds at 3 miles per hour, very high humidity, and a temperature of 77 at 836.
Oh, it's true. You could have been using your can opener improperly.
Wow. I'm over that. Mm-mm. No.
Well, it's funny that this little piece should show up today because we just got a new electric can opener. Uh-huh. And the first time I used it, I said, the lid's still, it hasn't fallen in. What's going on here? I didn't realize it was cutting around the side. But that's the way it's supposed to work. So we may have been doing it wrong our entire lives.
Oh.
We frequently have our little sparring matches here over this and that, but one thing we can all agree on is that Donnie Turner and Montgomery Paint and Body is the place you want to take your car, whether it's a small job, a touch-up on a fender, or you want to spruce it up for resale, because that can make a big difference in what you get for your car. But if you've been in a wreck, you know, they have all the high-tech equipment at MPB. They have talented painters and fender guys and people who know everything about putting a car back into its original condition. But the biggest difference of all starts with the man who started Montgomery Paint and Body. That's Donnie Turner. Donnie and his son Brandon do not countenance shortcuts. For a while, going way back, I heard the stories. It happened all over the country. You know, you take a car somewhere and the insurance adjuster would say, well, if you take it for this price, you can pocket this because the customer won't notice that you skipped this step and blah, blah, blah. Shenanigans would be the friendly way to describe that. And meanwhile, the customer drives off with a car that was not, you know, where steps were skipped. You don't want that happening. And Donnie Turner just never played that game, wouldn't, refused, etc. So you can count on that good as new, maybe better outcome every single time you turn to MPB to get your car back on the street. Their number is 27 Wreck with a W, and you will find them on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see who might need them.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All good out on the roadways right now. Just took a peek over at 65 and 85. No problems there. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway starting to pick up a little bit, but it's still not what you call busy. And the 31s are all clear so far. The national clearance event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Monday. If you had a time machine, you wouldn't be here right now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Haneville Road School on August 27th. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that let some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. And Montgomery City Council could vote on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected this week. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
This guy right here, he totally gets it.
Millions of people tuning in.
Now this is what the music industry is all about.
Shut your mouth, I can't hear the radio.
He has an iron grip on the store radio. He forces us to listen only to show tunes, even though we voted unanimously for adult contemporary.
I'll just be here listening to my tunes.
Radio. And if you're thinking about changing the station,
ouch! No! Go ahead!
Oh, no! Let's go,
radio. Listen to this example of thrilling music in stereo.
And on behalf of everybody here at the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company, happy National Radio Day.
Woohoo!
Celebrated every August 20th.
Amen FM.
I'm seeing all these people post, like, here's where I did this, here's where I did this, here's where I did this, and how many years, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I'm here.
I've been here since it was built.
I've been here from when it started to now. I have nothing other.
Like, you should put that.
I have no other list.
You should put, you know, all the radio stations that you've been a part of, and then out to the side, just put since 1912.
Well, I did the college station in Hattiesburg.
I'm like a Werther's commercial.
I did the college station, I did WHSY, then WHHY, and then this is my other radio experience.
I am going to go scrolling through 8 zillion Facebook pictures.
But why?
What you looking for? Which one?
What do you want to find?
I'm sorry, did you ask?
Why? God bless
why?
It.
Because a long time ago, I posted a copy of my very first radio paycheck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how precious.
It is precious.
Precious and
it's a precious memory.
That's great.
Here, let kill some time with Oaken Smotis here so I can look for this.
Hi, Oaken.
What's up?
Hey, Oaken. Oaken, back to y'all.
Hi.
How y'all this morning?
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay.
Started
hey,
out
in there. Well, look, I'm calling this morning. You know, I'm not a fan of movies to begin with, mm-hmm. and I know Greg isn't either. But, yeah. You know, have you guys heard what the new Billionaires Boy Club did this weekend?
Yeah, we've run that a couple times.
Yeah,
$126.
That is freaking hilarious, man.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, the one
we need to see a few more movies featuring people who have just, you know, basically condemned everybody who's not like them.
They were more than likely
right.
They were probably under some kind of contract where they had to release it. They probably didn't want to release it.
Yeah.
They could have saved some cost by not releasing it, maybe, and probably mm-hmm. some embarrassment with the numbers. But there was probably some kind of contract with other people involved that said, look, we've got to release this thing regardless of how much it does.
I wonder if it was like a producer's type situation where even if it flopped, they would still make money kind of thing.
Possibly.
You know?
I was wondering what the rationale was for doing so poorly.
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's one negative right there.
That's
the only reason.
Ticket prices too.
No,
it's Kevin Spacey.
No, they couldn't promote it because he's in it, and he's a black mark on the industry right now. So they couldn't promote it because nobody would even then. So they couldn't do any promotion behind it or anything like that. He's got a horrible attachment to his name of his own doing.
Well, and so I agree with that.
But
what does that average out to per ticket? I mean, was that about 10 or 12 people seeing it?
12 to 14 people saw it.
Yeah.
Just hilarious, though, I thought. I wish that more people would do that to any movie. You know,
hey,
boycott the damn thing.
You know, let me tell you something. If it weren't for comic book movies and these franchise things, Hollywood would be in very deep, you know what, at this particular point.
Oh, I agree. Yep. Absolutely.
If it weren't for those movies, they have literally saved their bacon. No doubt about it.
Yep. Roll up the camera.
They're coming up with a sequel.
Thanks,
sequel to Billionaire Boys Club with Harvey Weinstein producing. I want to try to make some of their money back.
Roman Polanski directing.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's good.
Starring Woody Allen.
And the other thing that's just as outrageous is the woman who was largely responsible for the launch of the Me Too movement has now been exposed as an abuser.
Good. I'm totally fine with that.
She had to pay off a 17-year-old kid $380,000. But then she turns around and becomes the face of Me Too. And you know what? That's like hypocrisy at its absolute worst. And that's what really gets me. You know.
What surprises me is how long that was kept quiet after she had made such a big noise about that. And
right
how long.
And the gall to start that movement when you know that
when you
skeleton,
know you've got that skeleton in your closet, right? And that could come out.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
I mean, I have no problem with the exposure of these people for, you know, for that.
Yeah.
But own up to your own thing.
Why is it taking for like forever and a day to find this one picture out of 8,000?
Because you don't have anything organized into albums, and if you had it in an album, you would know which album to go look to and find it.
Well, look at that picture of Rich with the hat. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, an old cello. Yeah. Look at that. You never. That's the only existing picture.
And that's also why it's taking you so long.
The only existing picture of me in a hat ever.
Speaking of radio.
No, I've got a picture of you in a cowboy hat.
Here's Rusty Aldridge.
Howdy.
Hey.
Howdy, Rusty.
Not wearing my cowboy hat, but I've been walking through the bull, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Happy Radio Day, because I know you're in it, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm in it up to my neck. Jay was talking about just a minute ago that he had never been to another market or...
I've only been in this building.
They built the building around Jay.
But when they threw off the first brick, it hit Jay.
Yeah. My name's in some concrete outside, too.
I know.
Uh-huh. It's in stone. Yeah. But you've seen Dr. Strangelove, haven't you?
Yes.
Right.
Then you should get this. Ride it down to the ground like Major Kong.
Yeah.
Man, you've been there, and you are like probably one of the... You know where everything is. You know, something's broke, call Jay. We need this, call Jay. And everybody likes you. And I've been to other markets, man. All I got is a bunch of bruises and things. I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I've had that.
I regret sometimes leaving Alabama. And sometimes I'm glad I did because I got to meet so many folks and see a bunch of stuff. But still, you don't get rambling fever at your age, man. I don't mean to be talk about how old you are, but you could probably... be there and be viable and be the man for as long as you want.
If we go Spanish, he's going to stay.
Yeah, right. I'll just have to learn
Hola.
The language. You know?
Hola.
I know how to do the number, you know. Dos,
nueve. And then they'll be, your Spanish listeners will be, he can't talk good.
Yeah. Been here forever.
But, Rusty, we appreciate the call. We got to run.
Take it easy.
See ya.
All right. Our final look at the roads following this momentary word for our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK.
I see.
If you visit onlinemep.com, you will see a video there featuring Dr. Swan. Now, I know many people who have had Dr. Swan as their eye physician for a procedure, and they all rave about the man, but in his own words, he talks about LASIK and describes the miracle that this is. You have your vision restored. This isn't like getting a facelift. This is the restoration of one part of your physical being to its original high-definition working order. So if you're interested, the price keeps coming down, the experience keeps going up, and the results are miraculous when you think about it. So call them, 272-2020. It's free to see the refractive surgery counselor. First step is to find out if LASIK will solve your vision issue. Sometimes you get that sad trombone and know you're not a candidate for LASIK. That's what happened to me, but I would have had it done if it only were a real solution or an option for me. 272-2020, or watch that video featuring Dr. Swan and learn more about this incredible practice that's been around since the end of World War II. That's online, MEP.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Morning, everybody. everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All clear on the interstate systems. Boulevard and Atlanta Highway looking really good. Nothing much on the 31s right now. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all clear as well. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. At Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
About you, I really get bummed. I'd like just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday. But I go to work, my profession leaves me crying. Can't get away, feel like Monday.
If it's Monday and it still sucks for you, then I guess we didn't get our job done, which is to make it not seem so sucky.
Oh, it sucked this morning.
It's all right.
Randall!
No, it didn't suck. You know why? Because of Jay. I mean, everybody at Blue Water, all these stations, everybody tunes in, gets their kicks this morning, whether it be booty shaking or whether it be the news or whether y'all get us laughing or whether it's an old possum laying in the road, you know? Before you get your coffee. But if it weren't for Jay, any one of them could go down at any minute. And Jay just, you know, he goes in there with them hands and he just massages it right on back. Every time a station goes down or a show goes down, Jay is always the one on the line saying, can you hear me now? You know, we're coming through now. I mean, if one person tries to get you to their self, I would slash their tires. I mean, that's all there is to it. Because okay. You make everybody happy, brother. You get every station.
Thank you, Randall.
If the buddy wouldn't let you leave, I'll flatten his tires. I love you, brother. Don't you better not go. You know where every, I mean, it's like, How can you say what it's like? Because now the little kids got me wanting to watch my mouth. I love y'all. Hey, you know every part of Blue Water, you just tickle her when you want to. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you, Randall. I appreciate that very, very much. No, I have no... I have no intention of going anywhere.
What can you say after a thing like that?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
It's not even my birthday.
That call will get your booty shaking, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. Awesome. 856. Okay, let's bring in former Secretary of State.
Okay.
John Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Oh, you got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Yo, so you ready to acknowledge the dumbest of the dumb? There's a lot of possibilities today.
Okay.
Not necessarily criminals. We got a guy in India named Nilesh Kedekar. He got into some kind of a fight with his girlfriend, Shivdi. Mm-hmm. And whatever it was, he felt really bad about it and put up 300 billboards and banners all over town apologizing. Has anybody ever been that sorry before?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been bad. But nominee number one today is an 81-year-old topless woman. Guess what state?
Florida.
You got it. Cops in St. Petersburg got a call at 7:40 a.m. on Thursday. There was 81-year-old Mary Ellen Stewart sitting on a bench, topless, drowning a Franzia wine straight from the box.
From the box.
Oh, there you go.
Now her life has just fallen apart.
We have an explanation now why she's topless.
I hope that if I make it that long, mm-hmm. which is dubious to say the least, that I'm not doing that at 81 or anything similar to that.
Big box apple juice or something.
she's drinking that apple juice right out of the box.
I have played golf competitively, and you know, like any other thing that guys do, the competition can get a little bit nutsy. But I've never seen this before. A 47-year-old man in Massachusetts got so angry at one of his playing partners, he bit his thumb off.
Yo!
Oh, God!
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. he was charged with mayhem in Massachusetts. That can be 20 years. I sure hope it was worth it, pal. And as long as we're in sports, we have a guy named Mark McCulley. He's the JV girls softball coach at Glenver High School in Salem, Virginia. In May, his team lost a tough one, 6-5. The parents in the stands were booing the coach, which is such one reason why youth sports and stuff can be so ugly today.
Right.
They just take that too damn seriously.
Yep.
So his wife went out to the pitcher's mound and decided, I'll distract them. She dropped her pants and mooned the crowd.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
So she was arrested, but everybody was suddenly paying attention to her and not her husband. So
I got you.
She may get a point or two for method by madness. So who's the
dumbest? You know, biting off a thumb
like
when you're angry.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yummy!
Yeah, ew!
Biting off the thumb.